Stop. Well, all wrong. Step. Wrong. Community Quick Hits. Brought to you by
Texas Land and Cattle and Service King Collision Repair.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Did the polls close at 7 or 8?
I believe 7 Eastern, don't they?
Yeah, 7 Eastern. So it's going to be staggered across the country as the hour goes by.
Okay.
But we're at Romney with 13 or 19 electorals versus Obama's 3. Florida looks like Obama has a very slight lead of less than 1,000 voters.
God, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ohio looks like it's leaning slightly toward Obama.
That's going to be close, man.
Yeah.
This sucker's going to be close.
It's going to be some good TV.
Wow. Can't figure out if I want to stick with... I've never done the Comedy Central route. I've always gone straight news. Anybody know how they treat this night?
Nope.
Is Jon Stewart on there for 12 hours?
You need to watch straight news. Politics aren't funny.
Do That's gay the thing. News.
They are funny.
No, they're not. They're not meant to be funny.
Let's see. ComedyCentral.com. They're all over it. Yes, spend your election night with us at 9 o'clock. Oh, theirs doesn't start till 9 o'clock.
9 Eastern?
Yeah. Starting at... Oh, no, okay. Election Night Live, tonight starting at 11 o'clock Eastern. So that's 10 o'clock here. So I guess it's the regular Daily Show time.
They're just going to do wrap-ups.
No, they'll probably take it to midnight. But, yeah, it's Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart hosting it. And you wonder about the ratings for something like that. Because you know that all the olds will be watching standard news. And the Daily Show's demographics are probably 18 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, since now that I'm 43 and my demographic I feel should keep going up when it comes to stuff like this, because I do enjoy it, but are people my age, are they going after people my age at all? Or are people my age too bogged down with kids and crappy jobs and a wife that they hate to where they don't even want to laugh anymore?
Did you just describe yourself?
Maybe.
So I thought your job was kind of good.
No.
It's crappy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of it sucks. No, but seriously, who are they...
I probably think it's fun to be able to laugh just a little.
Who are they going after now? I mean, are we completely out of that demographic? I just wonder when my generation ceases to live.
They already have.
You know, ceases to be fun anymore. I mean, I'm on the fringe of fun.
Yeah.
Well, you cease to be fun when fun is no longer going on.
You know when I have fun? When I'm out of town, or I go to football games or concerts.
Fun for you always goes hand in hand with some type of apparatus on your wrist. A wristband.
You know, you're right.
When you have to get into something where you can drink and your age has been verified and this little piece of paper that's wrapped around this part of my arm validates that fact that I am drinking.
That's right.
Hospitals.
Yeah.
That's really verification that I've had fun if I've ended up there.
Or if I've had to call one.
Do you get one in jail? I should know.
No.
But...
Now, you get an orange suit there.
That's right. You dress up like the Hamburglar, like Russ Martin looked like in his mugshot.
You said you've been wanting a new suit. The city of Dallas would be happy to provide you with one at no charge.
A suit. Donovan gave me a new suit, Mike.
He did?
Yeah. That's it over there.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Now, he had a couple of other suits that Danny called more urban.
Were they lime green?
No.
Ice blue?
They just probably wouldn't.
They have more of a leisure suit look.
No,
to them.
They were. One of them is double breasted. Didn't say they looked urban.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. I heard the Spinners mentioned. You said they looked like something the Spinners would have worn
right.
In the '70s.
And then you turn to me and you go, "I wonder if he knows the Commodores."
Right. Right.
Mm. And then you tried to blame all that on Corby.
God, I wish that he did have suits like that, because Corby's next wedding, he shows up looking like a Delphonic.
That'd be awesome. You know what? If I have to go to another wedding, it would be like, you know, like Jake or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some young dude. Is it okay if I completely ruin your wedding with a Delphonics tux?
I would welcome that.
Okay.
I would expect nothing else.
Because weddings need more bits.
Yes.
Right? I mean, the only reason you go to weddings is to get drunk.
Yeah.
It's free booze. And sometimes it's good food. And sometimes it's meatballs.
And we all know what that means.
Or what does it mean?
It means, Daddy, are you okay in there? Leave me alone!
There's no dialogue that night.
He's too sweaty to talk.
Didn't she tell you, though, that later on in life that she heard some really disturbing things coming from that room? She did tell you. She had a slumber party, remember? And you were trying to choose which bathroom would make the least amount of noise?
And there was no real good option.
Right.
what a predicament.
So he went to the Texaco or something down the road?
Or rented a hotel?
Right.
He's going to stay here tonight. I'm in it to win it.
You know what? He would. He would do that to save the embarrassment. He would rent. He would spend like $250.
I damn sure would myself.
No, you would not. What if you had one bathroom, okay,
mm-hmm.
and it's right next to the bedroom, and you had an awful case.
That's how my situation is.
Okay, and you had an awful case of the meatballs.
And I have a, 16-year-old daughter? Or how old was she then? Like 12, 13?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
How long have you been married?
12 years.
Oh, my God. How do you do it? To the same woman, and you've never had an affair? God almighty.
How do you do it?
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
I mean, she's nice and everything, but
God,
12 years? Anyway.
Back to diarrhea. So, would you go to a hotel and just leave a note on her bedroom door? Sorry, darling.
Diarrhea.
I just hope that it never comes to that.
What if it does?
Okay, here's a question I have.
I'd probably fake like I was taking a shower and turn that on.
Sometimes that works.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Light some candles.
Lots of candles. Okay, I think of you every time I see this commercial, and I swear for some reason they run it, and I showed it to you yesterday. I think we were watching the NFL Network or the MLB Network or something, but they run it during NFL games, they run it during all these sporting events, and it's for girls. It's for constipated women. And they show this black chick, and she's like at a play or something like that.
Yeah.
And somebody kind of cuts
it. No, it's for a stool softener.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
And so,
why can't you just say it?
I don't like to.
They say it on TV. Come on.
They show that you should be one to talk, okay?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about him.
Whatever. So this guy like cuts in front of her row, and all of a sudden she kind of grabs her stomach, and you hear this woman go, "Does it hurt when you go manure or whatever, you know?"
It doesn't make you go more often. It just makes it softer when you do.
Yeah, and then her relief, like she's, you know, oh, this all constipated, you know, with this play, and then like they show her take one of the pills. It's called like Dulcie or Dulcet or something like that. But then they show her, and her relaxation clearly had, you know, it had worked, is sitting on a life raft in the pool.
Dulcolax.
Yes, Dulcolax. How did you find that?
I just looked up D-U-L-C, and I got Dulcolax came up on Google.
And it's for women, Mike.
No, most don't do that.
Oh, now it's most.
I never said all. There are some who do.
Okay. Reviews of Dulcolax.
What, did Thor Christensen try it out or something? You give it a B-.
You want to hear this, Mike? You want to hear a couple of reviews? Here's one from Laura.
We don't have anything better to do in this segment than this.
I think you'll get a kick out of this.
All right.
This is election day.
What does Laura say?
Well. What does Laura Reagan say?
Well. Oh, my God. All right.
Music down.
Well, I've had a problem for years. And I've been struggling with going to the loo.
It's British.
Then I found Dulcolax! Exclamation point. Oh, wow. So liberating. It's the only thing on the market that provides relief for me without having a horrid taste. Yuck!
What, does she eat it? What is she, a cat? What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Dulcolax.
Yes, thank you,
Dulcolax. My stools are delicious.
Here's one from Louise, Mike.
Every so often, I need help. You know, like to help things along. I took 2 Dulcolax last night, and by 5 a.m., I was in the bathroom with the worst stomach pain ever. This doesn't sound like a positive review.
No.
It's indescribable how horrendous I felt. I was shaking and sweating, nauseous, literally rocking in pain from these tablets for about a half an hour. Then nothing happened. No BM at all.
These are women, Mike.
Oh, man.
See, she couldn't.
Emma, Jamie, Juliet.
So that's a negative review?
Uh-huh.
It's not for everyone, but if your butt hurts, try it.
Oh, here's one from Rachel. I, too, suffer from IBS. I had not had a bowel movement for 5 days, so yesterday I tried Dulcolax. Wow.
Sounds like it worked.
Wow. Anomaly smooth.
Oh, man. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Isn't that fun, Mike?
No, it's not.
You're not having a good time right now?
You don't like Dulcolax?
I don't like the idea of that.
Man, you're so uptight. Parents raised you wrong, man.
Not just because I'm not like you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to go.
Okay, wait, real quick. Ah, you know what? Screw it. We can do it later. Tomorrow or something.
All right, 6:35 here on The Ticket.
Hi.